I think it's important on the occasion of United Nations Peacekeeping Day that we remember that it's a partnership. UNIFIL are here on the ground with troops from all over the world to assist the government of Lebanon in ensuring the stability of the region. And I'd like to think that the locals and the villages that we patrol in and around would see us not as some kind of a foreign force, but as people who are here to help them, to protect them. And unfortunately, we have lost quite a number of people in doing that. I know, just speaking about Irish peacekeepers in Lebanon, we've lost 48 people here since we first deployed in 1978. So the countries that commit troops here do pay quite a heavy price. But I think it's worth it. Certainly since I've been here, we've seen the end of the occupation. We've seen quite an amount of economic growth in the region. And I'd like to think that that's due to the stability that the United Nations provides. So that's probably one of the key messages on UN Peacekeeping Day, is that this is what we are doing for the people of Al Janoub in the south.
What are some of the memorable moments you would like to share with us?
I suppose there's coming back to places and people remembering you. I know when I came back last year, there was quite a number of people that had remembered me from my previous experience. So obviously I left a good impression on them. There is quite a number of good memories. Unfortunately, I have some not so good memories as well. In 2006, we lost four very good friends of mine that were killed by the IDF shelling of a patrol base in Qiyan. And these are things that you won't forget. I think, thankfully, the good memories far outweigh the bad memories. But they're all part of the experience of being a peacekeeper.
What you were missing so much?
Of course, my family, my wife Claire, my daughter Ellen, and my son Ben, and naturally enough, they miss me. But it's easier now with Skype. That's one of the big differences that technology has brought to peacekeepers. Because when I came here first in 1984, during your 6 months deployment, you were entitled to one 10-minute phone call home for free. So when you got here, you applied for it, then you were given a date. Then you sent a letter home to your mother. Then you came down to Nakura and queued up. And when I did that, when I went into the cubicle, I was told there was no answer because my mother hadn't got the letter. So I had to start the whole process again. Whereas now it's instant. You know, I Skype with my family every evening, and it makes it much easier for especially younger guys that might be on their first deployment. It makes it that much easier that they know that they're in instant contact with their family and friends. But certainly, I've thoroughly enjoyed all my visits here. Unfortunately, I've lost quite a number of friends, but that is the nature of peacekeeping. I'd like to think that not just the Irish, but everyone in UNIFIL has contributed to the safety and security and the peaceful situation that we have at the moment. And hopefully that's the way it's going to last.